Wisdom of Solomon. Solomon loved the Lord and tried to follow the example of his father David. One day he went to Gibeon and sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings upon the altar. That night God appeared to him in a dream, "What do you want me to give you?" Without hesitation, he said, "Lord, my father was a great king. Oh, but I feel like a child who doesn't know anything. Give me the wisdom and understanding to rule over your people." The Lord was pleased with Solomon's answer. "You've asked for wisdom instead of long life, riches, or peace. Therefore, I'll give you wisdom. It'll exceed what anyone has ever had or ever will have. I'll also give you great riches and honor, and I'll give you long life, but only if you follow me like David did." Soon after this promise, two prostitutes went to the judgment hall and stood before the king. One said, "This woman and I live in the same house. Each of us gave birth to a son. While we were sleeping, she accidentally rolled over on her son and killed him. So, in the night, she took my child and put her dead son in his place. I awoke in the morning to nurse my son, but the child was dead. I then realized it wasn't my son at all, but hers. She has my child." The other woman said, "No, no, the living child is mine, and the dead one is hers." The two began arguing in front of the king. Solomon turned to a guard and said, "Come here with a sword." Pointing to the child, he said, "Cut the boy in two pieces and give each mother half of him." One woman cried out, "No, no, don't kill my son. She can have him. Please, let him live." The other woman said, "Yes, cut him in half so we both can have a part." The king turned to the guard. "Give the boy to the first woman. She's the mother because her heart cries out for the child." The people of Israel marveled at his wisdom. Solomon ruled over all the nations from the Euphrates River in the north to Egypt in the south. The whole region was at peace as long as he lived. There were so many people in Israel that they were like the sand upon the seashore. Everyone was at peace and lived without fear of war. Solomon gained knowledge about many subjects. He had understanding about plants, birds, and animals. His wisdom was greater than anyone else on earth. Kings from around the world would send people to listen to him and learn from him.